Call it a coup, call it a revelation, call it a reckoning. Any way you spin it, the winds of change in the Northern Sun Conference are blowing. The top of the NSIC has been dominated by Minnesota State Mankato, Minnesota Duluth, and then a rotation of teams like Augustana and Sioux Falls. Bemidji State has been on the outside looking in on that top half of the league. The revolution starts today. If this were a giant game of King on the Hill, the green and white from Bemidji State are charging up that hill, trying to knock Minnesota State from it. They've been trying for years. Will this finally be the year? It didn't take Beaver fans very long to look at the schedule once it was released and say, wow, that first month is daunting. Bemidji State on the road at Sioux Falls, home to an always physical Wayne State, on the road at Minnesota State, and then home to Augustana, a team that's trying to go Division I. Well, after the Beavers won their first two games of the year, I think it's safe to say that Minnesota State Mankato is now saying, wow, what a daunting first month of the season. Got taken to overtime by Northern State, lost by 20 last Saturday at Duluth, then have to host the Beavers. And I don't think anyone's going to need reminding what happened the last time the Beavers played in Mankato. It was September 10th, 2016. Beavers rolled to a 45-17 win. Bemidji State would like to repeat that today. Beaver offensive coordinator Carson Pike.
Yeah, the league's top to bottom pretty tough. Certainly the top tier is extremely tough. We've proven that in NCAA tournaments, whoever went. And that's part of the fun of it, is you recruit every year, no matter your win-loss record, and you can change things with bringing in talent, get the right group together. So we'll see. We're never looking past anybody, certainly. And the eye on the prize right now is the Mavericks and what we have to do to take care of them at 4 o'clock Saturday.
Beaver head coach Brent Bolte.
In their perfect world, they'll eat the clock and hammer you in the face and run the ball and play action and take the shots when they want to. So we got to dictate that and try to have the ability to step up and get a lead. I think that's huge. I think both Northern State and Duluth were able to do that. Not an easy task because they're good on defense as well.
Beaver captain Zolly Kaplan.
How we played against Mankato last time, I think that was 2016. We're expecting to have a game similar like that, go down in their environment and just show them who we are.
How have the Beavers gotten to 2-0? With a very dynamic offense. A week ago, Brandon Alt threw for nearly 450 yards and 5 touchdowns. Two guys named Bryce, his favorite target.
Shotgun snap, looks to throw, throws back corner of the end zone, wide open, touchdown Bemidji State. The touchdown to the freshman, Bryce Bubba Peters. Beavers lead 6-0. First down and 10, first offensive possession of the second half. Alt works out of the shotgun, play action pass. Alt chucks it deep, wide open, right down the field. It's Bryce Duffy, his second touchdown of the game. Beavers go up 27-14. Duffy wide open.
I don't know how you get any more wide open than that, and Alt just a great job to find him, lob it right in there.
The offense will need to be dynamic. The defense will need to get some stops. The gangrene against the purple and gold from Minnesota State. A giant game of King on the Hill is next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.